Planet Mosh, and we're here at Hard Rock Hell with States of Panic.
States of Panic! Right off the bat.
Who are we again? I don't know.
States of Panic.
Are you sure?
I think it's definitely States of Panic. I'm not.
Panic of States.
It says States of Panic here. I'm just going to assume that's us. We could also be any of these bands, but I think we're probably States of Panic.
I think you are.
It's our educated guess.
Maybe. You look familiar.
Maybe we're Bon Jovi. I'm not sure. It could be.
It's a thing we struggle with every day. We're not sure. But States of Panic.
Identity crisis, you know.
What you should do is just write it in like the label of your jacket, so when you put them on, you remember.
Yeah, that's good.
Oh, you're very motherly.
I didn't say I was going to do it for you. What I was going to ask about actually is your pledge for No World Order.
Yes, it's going very well. We're about 2 weeks in, just over 2 weeks, and we're already at about 80%, I think.
It's 90 now.
90%.
It's 75 the other day.
Yeah, it's going rapid. We're so stoked about it. So it's great. It's really encouraging to know we've got a lot of support out there, and a lot of people are pledging for us and helping us fund the music video and the new album. So yeah, man, it's cool. And we've got lots of, like, 40 days left to go, so we hope that we're going to go above and beyond and use that money to, you know, Save the Children's a charity I personally give money to anyway, so we thought that it'd be a good thing to tie it in with this pledge campaign as well.
That's really good.
Yeah.
So if you do smash it the 40 days and go seriously over and above, what are you going to do with the extra?
Go on, hold it. Some new guitars, maybe.
Yeah, I think the plan is next year we're going to start releasing a lot of singles as opposed to releasing a whole album next year. So the plan is to release tracks and also follow up with music videos, providing we've got the funds to do it. But things are looking well. Things are looking good. So I think that's realistic for us if things keep going the way they're going.
So what's your music video going to be?
Ooh, it's... I can't even describe it. I can't put it into words. It's like futuristic, old school with new school metal electronics. There's a girl in a harness that's going to be all CGI. It's a visual spectacle. It's going to blow you away.
And when can we expect to see that?
We're waiting for the first edit. I think, judging from stuff that Sitcom Soldiers have done in the past, I reckon it's going to be a, you know, first cut job. I mean, those guys are amazing. Hopefully within the next week, month at the latest, and that should offer a bit of a taste for what the album's going to be like as well.
Ooh, that's really quick then.
Yes.
How's your guitar? Does it break your heart?
No, because it's not a guitar that's used, and I'm a firm believer that guitars are there to be used, they're not there to be hung up on walls and looked at, so it'll be good to give it to someone else who'll get more enjoyment out of it, as long as they make sure they don't scratch all the signatures off it, because that'd be really unfortunate for them, because then it would just be another BC Rich.
We've all touched it in special ways as well, so it's a very, very valuable piece of metal.
We won't elaborate on that one, but you can use your imagination.
I don't think we should elaborate, shall we? We'll personally say what we did to it. Okay, we'll leave it to their imagination.
Is this going to increase the price?
It might decrease the price, actually. So I don't think we should really speak about it.
After it's been sold.
Yeah.
Just put a little letter in with it.
We'll spray it with aftershave. Right on.
Please wash your hands before and after use.
But yeah, it's a beautiful guitar, and anyone who's interested, pledge for it. We'll do lovely signatures, and it's a good thing to have if you're a fan of what we're about.
So, rounding up the year, and of course the year's end, what's been a personal highlight for you over the year?
All the festivals we've played. It's the first time as a band we've played in major festivals, and it's just been such a cool experience. I mean, as a band, it's made us tighter, experiencing all these things together. It's just been amazing.
Yeah, our trip over to Finland was awesome as well. It was our first time playing over to Scandinavia, and it's just a completely different scene over there. Everyone's just so into it. It's more rock oriented, whereas everyone's sort of a bit more mainstream pop indie over here. So
yeah, well, in Edinburgh, especially where we're from, you know, there's not much of a scene. So when you go somewhere like Finland, where the scene is booming, you know, it's thriving. It's just amazing to play to an audience who really appreciate the kind of music we're writing, you know. And it's fucking amazing.
Whereabouts did you play in Finland?
What was the name of the club?
It's called the Gloria in Helsinki. And that was it. it was an after-show party at Bar Macquarie. It was one of the best of 69 Eyes. It was cool, because the rock clubs in Edinburgh have been gashed. I've been going to them.
Oh, hex, man. Have you just farted?
No, no,
I'm
safe.
For fuck's sake. Jesus Christ.
No, I'm safe.
That is right. That is reeking. I feel, you know, if our listeners could smell this, they would be fucking disgusted.
Glory. That's
it smells like you've just
glory.
Shat on the table.
Success.
Wait for a second. I was just like...
Wait a minute, it was you, wasn't it? She's done a lady pump, people.
Oh, to that place.
That's a 10 on the Schwenkter skill.
Okay, if you're going to do it, you might as well do it properly.
That's it, blow ass.
What's set for you,
obviously,
first thing, the new year?
New year, get this album out. Obviously, before that, the music video, which we will be releasing this year. So, like I said, it's a taster for what's to come. But yeah, we're going to get the new album out, and then we're just going to book as many gigs as possible, and hopefully, you know, a repeat performance of last year, play as many festivals as we can again.
Maybe get a haircut.
I don't know, I'm going to let mine grow, like, so I'm like, I've got a sort of cousinette.
Yeah.
Sort of.
So you start doing windmills on stage, but yes. Like lopsided windmills.
360 head rotations. Helicopter hit.
If you could choose one personality trait from each other to take on for yourself, what would it be?
No, thank you.
That's a good question.
That's a good question.
They would obviously all want my raw sexual magnetism.
But the thing is, it is a raw sexual magnetism, but it's for men, you know. So it's, you know, it's good. But I like girls.
It was basically Hexy's humility was going to be my first thing as well. So
Hexy's modesty, I would really like that. And if I had to have Dagan's something from Dagan, it would be his good nature. He's a lovely, lovely man.
Strong styling type, something.
Yeah. Yes. He hasn't said a word in this whole interview.
Where's?
You're not going to be allowed to leave this interview until you do.
Until you shave the chin pubes.
So I shave my beard off.
Well, I've got a lighter here.
Set fire to my beard.
Singe him off.
Is it a beard?
Well, it's not a beard.
It's chin pubes.
Is it a beard?
Loveliness.
There is actually a specific word for that, but I can't.
They're called chin pubes. They're soul patches.
Soul patch.
Soul patch, is it?
The Backstreet Boys.
It's not even his real hair. It's like a fucking, it's like a, what do you call it, hair extension. He just clips it onto his chin.
I think the technical term is undercarriage tickler.
I concur, man. That's definitely what it should be.
Works a treat. This is why I don't talk.
Pipe down.
Back to silence.
Did you, it's going to be a little, you know, might not apply for all of you, but do you remember your first impressions of each other when you first met?
When I first met Rusty, the first thing I said to him was, "This guy looks like Vince Neil," to which he replied, "I'm not that fat."
And then I got that fat, so it's... It's like you could see into the future.
I tell you, the first time we met Dagan, like we were in practice, so we brought him along after we'd started jamming. It seems to happen with every sort of person that comes to jam with us or standing in for the band. We all show up in our joggers and our stuff and our hoodies, and he's showing up in full makeup and he's got my bits on and stuff.
That's the only wardrobe I have, though. I never had comfy clothes until I started hanging out with you, lazy bastards.
It was an addition as well. So, you know, he came looking the part and we were well impressed. It was like, nah, this guy's part of the team, like he's one of us.
Hey, see.
Anywho.
Anyways.
So what were your first impressions?
Assholes. I was a fan.
Fact.
Back, sorry, dude.
Fellow assholes.
I was a fan of Peep Show back when I was a kid, like when it was just Rusty, Johnny, Charlene, Jenny. And I had like the old album as a kid. I used to, I was drinking, throw it on at house parties and stuff. So then, I was like, 2 years later, 3 years ago, ended up joining the band. Just living Scottish borders, looking for a guitarist, so, yeah.
Now we're stuck with him.
Now they're stuck with me. In my silent ways.
My silent Johnny ways.
He said that in a really sort of polite way that makes him look good, but basically what happened was he just sort of like, you know, he was like, what's the word for it? Karina Kors, what's she? She's a...
Stalker?
Stalker, yeah. That's the word, yeah. Yeah, so basically he stalked us on Facebook and
that's our drummer.
Oh, yeah, I know.
That's
sitting with us.
Ami's just rocked up to the table next to us with some food for you who can't see what's happening right now.
With his big dad leather jacket.
He's just going to sit there and like, I'm eating, you're just going to have to watch it. Like.
Just making sure that we don't make fun of him.
That's his third plate.
It seems to be a similar answer to a lot of questions. How did you join the band? Well, I was kind of there at the scene and that. And I think that seems to be the lesson people need to learn from these interviews, is that if you stalk your band long enough, they will let you join.
The thing is, I mean, it's a really, really difficult thing on a serious note to get a lineup that's so strong, because you've got all these dynamics, all these different personalities, and it's like a relationship without sounding cheesy, you know? I mean, you've got to love your brothers, warts and all, and I think when you get a lineup where you can recognise people's good points and bad points, but still feel bonded to them and feel like, you know, that you're still part of the band, and it's, yeah, it's a really hard thing to get, and as me and Russ can testify, you know, we've been through so many lineups, but now we feel pretty solid with the way things are, and it's cool. It's been a long time.
Yes.
It's a lot of pain, a lot of blood and tears to get here, but now we've got a good family, a real brotherhood.
You're welcome, guys.
But you really are modest, aren't you?
Oh, well, when you're this handsome, you've really got to have some other traits. Modesty, I think, feels something I've got to bring to the table. Oh, yeah. Overrated.
It's hard to be honest when you're as good as me.
Yeah, confidence is key. You've got to be confident. If you don't love yourself,
the confidence. Oh no, you did just do that.
Yeah, he really did.
Oh god,
it happened.
That's how outgayed me for a change.
Yeah, that's outgayed digging. That's our accomplishment.
So, you're gonna quickly sell sort of your live shows in sort of 10 words. Why should people come and see you live?
It's a visual spectacle.
I'm there.
It's unpredictable. If we don't choreograph anything, it's just, you know,
pure energy.
High octane energy. Yeah, man, I mean, it's
so many words.
Impeccable, impeccable musicianship.
All the way. Need to start again, that's more than 10 words, man.
Fuck it. I'm the singer, man. I'm extending this word count. We can't sum it up in 10 words. We're too great.
That's the stuff.
Too great for 10 words. Yes.
Thank you. You've been great.
Thank you. On the back of everything that we spoke about, I think we should just reaffirm that we are states of panic.
Definitely states of panic.
And yeah, thank you for listening.
States of panic.
Thank you.
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 States of panic.
States of panic. Thank you.
Thanks,
David.